主后1981年10月11号，中华归主教会邱清代弟兄正道，题目是《基督徒的心理卫生》。
感谢神的恩典。
Thank God for His grace。
我们又一次能够来到神的家中，我们一起来敬拜。
Once again, we can come to God's home. We can worship Him.
今天早上我要跟大家一起来思考一个题目。
This morning, I want to think about one topic with you.
就是我们基督徒怎么处理我们心里面的一些难处。
As a Christian, how do we tackle some of the problems we have?
怎么样我们能够有一个健康的心理？
How can we have a mental health?
那圣经让我们看见我们人是有多方面的。
From the Bible, we can see that we have many facets as a human being.
我们有身体的需要。
We have a need, a physical need.
我们有灵性的需要。
We have a spiritual need.
我们同样有心灵里面的需要。
We have a psychological need.
那么这几方面都必须要有一个平衡的这个处理。
We must have a balance in all facets.
所以一个人不能够说只是读经祷告爱主就不吃饭。
One man cannot survive just to pray and to read the Bible without eating.
神是丰富的主，他也供应我们肉身的需要。
God is a very abundant God. He gives us daily food.
那么我们也看见有一些基督徒，他身体健康，他也爱主，灵性也有主的生命在他心中。
Sometimes we see Christians, they are very healthy physically, then they have good spiritual life.
但是我们发现他心里面有许多的征战。
Then we can see the inner struggle in their heart.
他跟自己打仗。
They fight with themselves.
他跟人打仗。
Fight with others.
他跟神打仗。
Fight with God.
那么我们知道他没有圣经所应许的平安。
They do not possess the peace that the Bible promised us.
那么今天早上我要跟大家一起来看一下，究竟这些心理上面的战争是什么一回事。
Why we have such a mental struggle as a Christian?
然后圣经神给我们的应许跟话语是怎么教导我们来面对这些难处。
And what does the Bible teach us to face these problems?
我们看一处的圣经。
Shall we read one scripture verse?
在哥林多后书第五章。
2 Corinthians, 5th chapter.
我是非常喜欢这一节的圣经节。
I like this verse very much.
哥林多后书第五章第十七节。
17th verse.
我自己经验了这句话的能力。
I have experienced the power of this verse.
我也看见许多人因为这句话，他的心灵上面的重担得到解脱。
I've seen many people because of this.
这是一句非常带有能力、爆炸性能力的一句话。
This is a verse with dynamic power.
这里说，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的。
Therefore, anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come.
这句话不单只是对那些还没有认识主的人说的。
Not only this is to unbelievers.
我们信主的人。
As Christians, believers,
许多时候在我们基督徒生命成长的过程里面，我们忘记了这一句话。
A lot of times we forget this promise.
这句话也是给基督徒的。
This is also for Christians.
神再一次提醒我们说，如果我们在基督里面
，Once again, God reminds us, if we are in Christ,
我们就是新造的。
We are new creation.
旧事已过。
All things are gone.
都变成新的。
The new has come.
我们低头做一个祷告。
Shall we pray?
亲爱的主，谢谢你再一次让我们能够存着一个喜乐的心来到你的面前。主，你知道我们心中的光景。主，从外表看我们脸带笑容。主，但是你不是看外貌的神，你是看我们内心的主。主，你知道我们每一个人这个时刻我们心中的重担是什么。主，我们常常心中会提出许多的问题。主啊，为什么你已经爱我，我仍然背负重担。主，我们巴不得今天早上你自己的灵亲近我们，用你的话语，用你的爱，再一次肯定你不撇弃我们。主，你叫我们从你那边得到安慰，得到希望，得到力量。主，因此我们求你在这个时候让我们诚诚实实地来到你的面前，能够顺服你自己圣灵的引导启示，让我们愿意抓住你圣经的应许来面对我们每一天所面对的难处。我们这样子感谢祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名求。最近我们教会的查经聚会是单单的在那边查罗马书。
Recently, we're studying the book of Romans in our Bible study group.
罗马书是一本非常丰富、满有神的、真理跟恩典的一卷书。
Book of Romans is a very abundant, rich book, full of God's grace and truth.
礼拜五的时候，我有机会跟弟兄姐妹一起在那边查考第五章，罗马书第五章。
Recently, we're studying the fifth chapter of Romans.
在那里让我们看见。
From that chapter, we can see.
我们一个基督徒蒙了神的恩典，我们被神称为义人。
As a Christian, because of grace, we are righteousness before God.
所以在坐在这里的，我相信许许多多的人都知道自己有一个新的生命。
And all of us, most of us, would know that you have a new life.
我们是一个新的人。
Because we are a new creature.
但是一个生命诞生以后，前面还有一段很长的成长的路程。
But after new life was born, then there will be a long road ahead of you.
这个我们都很明白，能够了解的。
And we also can understand this.
Okay. 所以我们被称义以后，
we are called righteousness.
我们前面还有一段很长的追求成圣的路程。
We have a long road. This is the road of sanctification.
这条路不是容易走的。
And this road is not easy road.
这条路可能要付上许多的眼泪、流血、痛苦、心酸。
And this road, many times we would have tears, sufferings, and heartbroken.
礼拜五的时候，我们提到这是一条十字架的道路。
This is a road of cross.
因为我们里面还有许多罪的本性。
Because we have a natural
man. 我们需要神用十字架来对付我们。
And we need God to encounter us with the cross.
所以因此呢，我们知道一个小孩子诞生以后，他必须要有许多新的学习。
You know, after a child is born, there must be many learning processes for the child in order to grow.
同样，我们今天已经成为一个基督徒，我们还是有许多的东西要学的。
And the same way applies to us. Even though we are called Christians, we have many things to learn.
因为有许多我们过去的观念、过去的看法，
we have many past concepts and thinkings.
是不合乎圣经的。
It's not to,corresponding with
好了，我们变成主的人以后呢？
After we became God's people,
可能这些思想、这些看法还在那边控制，还在那边影响。
Maybe these old thoughts, old ideas are still controlling us.
所以我们如果不清楚的知道这些是什么的话，
If we are not clearly to know what is right, what is wrong,
我们的基督徒属灵的生命的成长就会受到阻碍。
Our growth will be stunted.
所以今天早上我要跟大家来看一些观念，一些我们基督徒可能会有的在心理上面的一些难处。
Today I want to look some places with you to see some of the problems we have in our mental health.
第一个
，First，
我发现许多基督徒跌倒。
I find many Christians fall back.
没有办法成长。
They cannot grow.
对主的心，对主的信心动摇。
They're wavering with their faith to God.
有一个观念是过去或者我们刚信主的时候以为是正确，其实是非常有害的。
And the concept we thought was correct actually is very harmful to us.
这个观念是什么呢？
What is it?
就是以为信主以后就没有难处了。
We have one concept. We thought after we became a Christian, all troubles would be gone away.
我们信了耶稣，那么我们就应该耶稣替我们担当一切的重担，我们不再有问题了。
After we became Christian, well, God should bear all our burdens and we should be free without any cares.
那这个观念呢，带来我们许多的失望。
This concept brings a lot of despair into our lives.
这种错误对真理的认识，带来我们心灵上面许多的波动跟灰心。
This misinterpretation brings us a lot of troubles.
究竟神怎么样看我们基督徒成长的这个过程？
How does God view us growth process?
究竟神怎么看我们每天的生活呢？
How does God look at our everyday life?
神怎么看我们这一段还在世上的生活呢？日子呢？
How does God look at us every day how we live?
我们看一处的圣经。
Shall we read one portion?
约翰福音第十六章。
John 16.
约翰福音第十六章。
John 16.
第三十三节。
33rd verse.
那这一群跟随主的门徒就像我们一样，今天我们跟随主的人。
These are the group of people who followed Christ as Christ's disciples.
那么耶稣基督离开人世之前对他们说了这一句话。
And Jesus said to them before he left the world.
第三十三节这里说，我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。 在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以 放心，我已经胜了世界。
I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world.
OK, 在这一节的中间那里说，在世上你们有苦难。
In the middle of the verse that in this world you will have trouble.
换句话说，你信了主以后，神没有应许说你就平步青云，直登天庭。
God did not promise you that you would have no trouble after you became a Christian.
反而有许多基督徒的经验，信了主以后有更多新的难处跟挑战跟迫害。
And a lot of Christians experienced that after they became a Christian, they have more challenge, more struggle, and more problems.
所以如果我们没有这种认识的话，
If we do have not have such a look,
我们来到主的面前就以为他可以解决我们所有的问题的话，
We feel that God can solve all the problems we have.
我们的以前的问题就不再有的话，
If we don't have any problem we had before,
事实上面我们会失望。
This we would disappoint.
因为神耶稣基督很清楚地告诉我们说，
Because Jesus told us very clearly,
在世上有苦难，
You will have trouble in this world.
所以你以前可能有的难处，
Even though before you had some problems,
不管是你个人的，
Whether it's personal,
是你家庭的，
Whether it'sYour family,
或者跟别人的人际的关系之间的摩擦，
or with other people,
跟你的亲戚朋友之间的困难，
maybe with your friends or your relatives, the difficulties with your colleagues.
你信主以后， after, 可能问题还在。
After you became a Christian, the problem's still there.
所以你不要以为，因为我想解决这些问题，所以我求告主的名，一下子就解决了。
Don't misunderstand, don't treat this problem like if I become a Christian that God will take care of everything.
我常常有机会去帮助一些人解决他们个人、家庭、婚姻或者人际关系各方面的问题。
Oftentimes I have an opportunity for counseling.
常常他们会问的一个问题。
Often they ask me one question.
请你告诉我。
Please tell me.
怎么样这个问题可以很快的解决？
How can I solve this problem quickly?
如果这个问题是十五年、二十年一直缠下来的问题，
If this problem really has been accumulating for 15 or 20 years,
你要想把它改变除掉的话，
want,
不是一分钟就可以解决的问题。
You cannot get rid of it in one minute.
神常常容许那些困难继续留在我们的生命里面。
God permits these problems to exist in our lives.
但是，
But,
重要的是这个三十三节这边说。
On the 33 verses said,
但是你们可以放心，
but take heart,
我已经胜了世界，
I have overcome the world,
我要叫你们在我里面有平安，
I want you to have peace in me.
所以这个观念很重要，
so this concept is very important.
就是说我们还会有很多的问题。
It said that sure we have problems.
神还是不会一下子按照我们想要的把问题拿去。
God will not just get rid of a problem in a twinkle.
那些不可爱的人，那些讨厌的事情，可能还是会缠住。
All those troubles and unlovely people are surrounded us.
还记得保罗吗？
You remember Paul?
他不是向神祷告说，我身上这根刺你替我拿掉吗？
He prayed to God to relieve him of the thorn in his flesh.
神没有答应他这样子。
God did not allow that.
只告诉他，我会量给你足够的恩典来面对这个。
God told him, my grace is sufficient for you.
你可以透过向我支取恩典来体会我是怎么样一位爱你的神，怎么样一位大有能力的神。
You can draw strength and from the source of God to know God is an omnipotent God.
OK, 这是一个很重要的第一点。
This is the first point.
神是一个能力的源头。
God is the source of all power and strength.
他答应我们每天可以向他支取。
He knows, he promised us every day we can draw strength.
无问题，乌云可能不一定散去。
The problem is maybe the dark cloud is still there.
但是他给我们一个喜乐的心来面对这个阴天下雨天。
But he gives us a joyful heart to face our problems.
第二个常常会有的难处是什么？
The second problem we have.
我们有时候信心软弱。
Sometimes we have weak faith.
我们心中痛苦。
We have suffering in our heart.
我们有时候会对神的信心在那边动摇。
Sometimes we would not be stable with our faith to God.
有时候我们会对自己失望。
Sometimes we disappoint in ourselves.
因为我又做了一些不该做的事。
Oh, I have already, I did it again for the things I shouldn't do.
所以我们不敢面对自己。
Sometimes we do not dare to face ourselves.
或者我们把那一种我们心中的痛苦、难过、失败，我们把它压下去了。
Or else we just suppress all our problems and our hurts.
我们心目中认为做一个基督徒。
In our heart we feel as a Christian.
一个成功的基督徒。
A successful Christian.
就是从来没有失败过的。
A successful Christian has never had any failure.
他从来不会灰心退后的。
They would never disappoint or go back.
他从来不会信心软弱的。
Their faith never wavered.
他从来不会对前面产生这个忧虑的。
And they would never have any worry for the future.
如果我们对一个所谓成熟的基督徒有这样子的概念的话呢？
If we have such a concept as a definition of a mature Christian.
当我们发现我们自己是这个样子的时候呢
？If we feel that we are not like that，
我们马上把自己给他拒绝掉了。No， 不可以。
Then we deny ourselves right away。
我不可以这样子。
We cannot do this。
我不应该这样子。
We should not do this。
那么这个会造成什么一个问题呢
？So what the problem will arise if we counter this way？
我们的难过、我们的痛苦、我们的重担，我们没有交出来。
So our problems, our difficulties, our sufferings, our hurt, we did not give it to God.
我们把它压进去了。
We suppress it.
那么这个在心理上面呢，会很不健康的。
And this will give us a mental trouble.
就是变成来教会的时候，我要撑着做是一个坚强喜乐的人。
So every time we come to church, we want to sort of fabricate ourselves as a very strong.
一出门口，我一上车子，我整个人心里面就。好像玻璃咔一下通通碎下来。
And at the minute we get into the car, just like a crackling glass falling all pieces.
心中在流泪。
And we would cry.
觉得孤单。
We feel lonely.
然后觉得我是怎么搞的这个基督徒弄成这个样子。
And how can I be in such a position as a Christian?
自怨自艾。
And we pity ourselves. We complain to ourselves.
我觉得健康的做法。
I think the healthy way to tackle this.
是在神面前承认说神啊。
Is to recognize ourselves before God. Say, God,
我失败了。
I have failed.
神啊
，God，
我心中忧闷。
I am distressed in my heart.
神啊
，God，
我为什么觉得你好远呢
？I feel you so far away.
神啊，我对你没有信心了。
God, I don't feel I have faith towards you.
神啊，我软弱。
Lord, I'm weak.
我们必须要诚实地来到神的面前。
We must be honest before God.
那么也必须要诚实地来到弟兄姐妹面前。
We must be honest before brothers and sisters.
而不是勉强冲出一个属灵伟人的那个姿态。
Not to fabricate or to falsify as a spiritual giant.
神把我们弟兄姐妹放在一起。
God put brothers and sisters together.
乃是要我们彼此分担彼此的重担。
To let us share each other's burdens.
所以我们心中有难处的时候。
If we have problems, difficulty in our heart,
我们要能够找到有一些可以交通、可以帮助你的弟兄，把你的重担交出来。
We must find someone, a brother or sister, you can talk to, you can share to, you can pray with.
许多基督徒是独行侠。
You know, a lot of Christians are like the lone ranger.
他不了解这个属灵的过程是一个怎么过程。
They do not know the spiritual process.
他首先以为是没有问题了，我信主就是。逃到教会里面，哦，世界上面的所有我以前的问题都不再出现了。
They feel well. If I'm a Christian, I go to church. I would get rid of all my problems.
很天真的这样子想法。
They're quite naive.
但是他一踏出这个教会门口，就马上要面对那些不可爱的人。
But the minute they step out of church, they would encounter all sorts of problems.
所以这个观念对他没有好处。
So this concept is wrong for them.
另外，他以为，哎呀，我要做一个好基督徒，就是我不能哭，我没有痛伤心的事，我很好。
They feel if they are a good Christian, they never shed tears and they're always so strong.
如果是这样子的话，神不需要给我们一个教会。
If you are like this way, God really doesn't need to.
神不需要给我们一百多位弟兄姐妹坐在我们的四周前后。
God does not need to give us 100 so brothers and sisters to sit together.
教会的一个功能。
The function of a church.
就是肢体能够彼此分担。
So all the brothers and sisters, like the parts of the body, we
can share. 连于元首基督。
And also, we can be united with the
head. 我们能够配合一起长进，生命的长进。
That we can really coordinate together to grow.
所以我们要学习，要承认说，我有失败，我有软弱的时候。
So therefore, we must learn to admit it. Yes, at times I'm weak. At times I fall down.
我需要神的恩典。
I need God's grace.
我向神呼求。
I asked and cried out for God.
我也要求弟兄姐妹来帮助我。
And I need and I want other brothers and sisters to help me.
来分担我的重担。
To share my burden.
我们有时候可以向别人分担 我们身上身体上面的疾病。
Sometimes we can share our physical ailments with others.
但是我们不敢向要求别人分担我们心灵里面的伤痛。
But we do not want other people to share the deep insight in our heart, that our hurts and our disappointments.
所以求主帮助我。
May God have mercy on us.
知道教会的功能。
To know the function of a church.
知道团契的意义。
To know the fellowship life.
我们要彼此相爱。
We must love one another.
也愿意分享我们的重担。
To share our burdens.
刚才一开始的时候我就提到说我们许多基督徒的问题。
In the beginning, I said, as a Christian, we have many problems.
许多时候不是神的问题，不是神那边有问题。
A lot of times, it's not on the God's side that God has a problem.
也不是别人的问题。
It's not other people's problem.
是我们自己的问题。
It's our own problem.
这个怎么说呢？
How do we say this?
用一个很简单的例子来说。
Very simple example.
许多时候
many
times, 我们觉得很多人瞧不起我。
Many times we feel that people despise us.
其实别人可能不是这样子看你。
Maybe it's not so.
是因为你自己先觉得自己不可爱。
Probably first you think that you're not so lovely yourself.
一个觉得自己不可爱的人，
if you don't have such a self-worth,
常常会觉得你看他又瞧不起我了。
And a lot of times they feel that other people have slight him.
他又在那边讲我了。
Or maybe they're saying something bad about me.
啊，他那个眼色就很骄傲哎。
Look at that. Look at such a proud look on his face. Maybe he is despising.
他目中没有我的存在。
His eyes have no, I have no position in his eyes.
哎，为什么他跟他握手不跟我握手呢？
Why should he shake hands with so and so, not me?
啊，为什么他跟他点头打招呼微笑不跟我微笑呢？
Why he smile with so and so and not the head, not with me?
如果我们里面很虚啊。
If we are really empty inside.
如果我们对自己都没有把握，
if we have no certainty in
常常觉得自己不可爱，
a lot of times we feel very,
没有用，
no use，
比人家差，
we really are not as good as other people，
那么明明坐在你周围的人没有一个人说你不可爱，
even though all the people sitting around you nobody is saying anything wrong about you，
你还是会找出很多的证据来支持你
and then,
你自己的看法，说你看所有的人都不喜欢我。
Then you would go a look for trouble and say, oh, they are not really treating me right.
许多的问题乃是我们跟自己过不去。
A lot of times we cannot really accept ourselves.
我们不满足于我这个人。
We're not satisfied with ourselves.
不满足于我的家庭背景。
We're not satisfied with, we're not content with our family background.
埋怨神给我这样子的一个过去的经历。
Always complaining why God gave me such horrible experience in the past.
然后永远处在一个自己看不起、自怨自艾的情况里。
And all the time we are in a position of self-condemnation and self-pity.
这个问题不在于神。
This problem is not really with God.
也不在于别人。
Not with other people.
乃在于我们自己。
It's really within ourselves.
我们看一下这个《路加福音》第十章。
Let's read the book of Luke, the 10th chapter.
路加福音第十章。
Luke 10.
第二十七节。
27th verse.
所以神回答一个律法师，耶稣基督回答一个律法师的试探。
And God is answering,
二十五节那边说有一个律法师来试探耶稣。
This expert in law came and asked Jesus.
耶稣告诉他说
，And Jesus said,
你要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你的神。要爱邻舍如同自己。第二十七节。
And God said to him, Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind and love your neighbor as yourself.
那这是一个很重要的一个次序。
This is a very important order.
也提到一个很重要的一个真理。
Very important truth.
神必须在我们生命里面居首位。
God must be first in our life.
我们必须跟神的关系弄清楚了。
We must have a good relationship with God.
所以第一步，一个人先要跟神和好。
So the first thing, you have to have good relationship with God.
我们礼拜五查的就谈到，我们透过耶稣基督已经与神和好。
So on Friday, we studied that through Jesus Christ, we can be united with God.
然后又谈到我们跟人的关系了，又要爱邻舍。
Then talk about with our relationship with other people, love your neighbor.
然后又谈到跟自己的关系了，又要爱自己。
And love yourself.
这里说你怎么样去爱人呢？
How do you love other people?
有人说我不懂怎么爱。
Sometimes people say, I don't know how to love.
我不晓得怎么跟人相处。
I don't know how to really live with other people.
那么耶稣在这里说得很清楚。
Jesus said very clearly,
你要爱别人好像爱你自己一样。
Love your neighbor as yourself.
所以第一步你能够爱别人呢，你必须懂得自爱。
So first, if you want to love other people, you must know how to love yourself.
那这里的不是一种自私的或者那种自己爱自己的那个爱哈。
It's not a really a self-centered love.
所以这里是谈到我们能够接纳我自己这个人。
It's like we can accept ourselves.
能够从神的角度来看我自己。
And from God's point of view to look at us.
我们人喜欢怎么看自己呢？
How do we really like to look at ourselves?
我们喜欢跟邻居跟隔壁的人在比较。
We always like to compare with our neighbors with other people.
一比较之下呢，我们就失望了。
After we compare, then we disappoint.
我们就觉得自己不行了。
We feel we're not as good as some other people.
那这个世代是一个变化很大，而且竞争很激烈的世代。
This is an age, it's a forever changing and it's a highly competitive society.
这个竞争的特性是存在在我们每一天的生活里面。
The characteristic of competition exists every day in our life.
啊，不管是你念书，你做事，你是学生，是公务人员。
Whether you study, whether you go to work, whether you're a teacher, whether you're a civil servant.
每天就是那个有这个工作的压力，要比较的压力。
So every day you're under the pressure of competition.
我们许多从台湾来的弟兄姐妹就知道联考这件事情。
A lot of people from Taiwan, you know the unified school entrance examination.
一般来说，十个人就有七个人注定上不去的。
You know, if 10 people go for the examination, 7 will be failures.
所以呢，这个叫做输多赢少啊。
So, we would say that we only have certain position for certain entrance.
你在今天在美国公司里面啊，你做一份工作。
If you work in an American company.
哇，你想升，对不对？
So you want to get promoted.
哇，你同一个公司十个人能够上去，大概就是一个嘛。
So in the same company, if you have 10, only one probably can be promoted.
因为那个 manager 整个公司大概就是一个嘛。
Maybe only one manager.
所以如果十个人，就有九个人就是要坐在下面的。
So the 9 have to be subordinates.
所以我们必须对人生这个现实的世界有一个正确的了解。
So therefore, we must look at this practical world with a correct concept.
有人他的心愿就是做总统。
Some people want to be the president.
想一下台湾啊，2700万，现在可能不止啊，将近3000万的人。只有一个。
Look at the Taiwan, maybe 17 million people, only one president.
所以是有压力哈。
Sure, you have this pressure.
这个竞争呢，带来我们许多的压力。
The competition brings a lot of pressure.
什么压力？要赢的压力。
What kind of a pressure? The pressure to win.
那么刚才也说了，人生不如意的是十之八九。
You know that many things we have in our life are not really very satisfactory.
输多赢少啊。
So we have a lot of very few position, a lot of people.
所以如果你很在乎这些事情的话，
If you really are really keyed on these things.
刚才说竞争的时候已经有要赢的压力了。
So when you are in competition,
所以每天都要拼啊。
So every day you have to struggle.
但是又常常是输多。
But a lot of times you're really left behind.
所以输了又带来挫折失败的感觉。
So you have a sense of a failure and frustration.
还有一种感觉是什么呢？
Another type of feeling you have.
一种焦虑、彷徨的感觉。
Yeah, you feel restless, you feel aimless.
这个特别是在联考之前呢。
Especially before the entrance exam.
你不知道会输会赢的时候，那种也是一种焦，这个心焦得很的那种的感觉。
You don't know whether you can get in or whether you cannot get in. It's really a very frustrated, aimless feeling.
啊，你在那边等啊。
You just wait.
都在抢啊。
Everybody's trying to get in.
不晓得自己能不能够抢到。
I don't know whether I can get in or not.
这是这个我们所活的这个世界里面一个特色。
This is a sort of the characteristic of our age.
然后我们也常常觉得不安全。
A lot of times we don't have the sense of security.
因为这个世界常常充满了许多的战争。都在那边，在我们的一生里面，在寻找我这个人的价值是什么。
And everyone in our life is trying to think, what is my value as a man?
要肯定我们自己。
We want to have a definition for ourselves.
我要找到我自我的这个价值。
What is my self-worth? What is my value?
那这个自我的价值很抽象。
This self-worth is very abstract.
所以常常我们拿一些具体的东西来作为我们肯定自己的参考。
A lot of times we use practical things to measure ourselves.
比如说我们的学历啦。
We'll think about our educational process, our degrees.
我们的职业啦。
Our professions.
我们的收入呢。
Our income.
我们的声望啊。
Our prestige.
我们常常用这些来肯定我们自己。
A lot of times we use these things as measurements.
但很可惜的就是刚才已经提过了，书多赢少啊。
But very disappointed, we already mentioned.
所以你如果用这些来作为肯定你自己的标准的话，你一辈子在那边好像永无止境的在那边争在抢。
If you use these things to measure your success in your life, you're running a sort of endless race.
就算你成功了。
All right, so you're successful.
就算你是 Reagan 总统。
Say you are President Reagan.
哎呀，但是他那天在电视看见这个埃及的总统 Anwar Sadat 这样子给人家棒一下打下去了。
But we saw him on television when
Reagan 总统怎么说？他说我有 depression.
So Reagan, President Reagan said, I have depression.
哇，这个我的生命实在是，哎呀，虚无缥缈啊！我不晓得什么时候会被人家丢一个手榴弹就完蛋。
And he felt that his life is sort of without any protection, maybe one day he'll get the grenade.
所以如果我们按照世人的标准来肯定我们自己的话，
if we use the worldly standard for to really give ourselves a certain kind of value,
我们真的觉得没有把握。
Really, we have no certainty.
我们会觉得自己得不到什么。
We feel that we don't have anything to grasp.
就算得到了，又觉得很空。
Even though we have something, we feel it's all in vain.
那么我们究竟要靠什么来肯定我们自己？
So what do we do? What do we use?
我觉得重要的
I think the most important
是从神的眼睛来接纳我们。
It's from God's point of view to accept ourselves.
神怎么讲我们呢？
What does God say about us?
我们看一下。
Shall we read?
罗马书
Book of Romans
五章
5th chapter
八节
8th verse
罗马书五章八节
Romans 5:8
那这句话已经很清楚地告诉我们，我们在神的眼中的重要性，我们的价值。
This verse tells us our importance before God and our worth before God.
这里说，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
But God demonstrates His own love for us in this while we were yet sinners, God died for us.
哎呀，你看见这句话的时候，你心中真的有那种。平安那种感谢吗？
When you read this, are your heart really excited that you have this peace in God?
当我们是被自己看不起，也被世人看不起的时候，是一个大罪人的时候。
When we are sinners, we're despised by other people. We cannot even accept ourselves.
我们自己讨厌自己的时候。
We really are bored with ourselves.
说为什么这个坏习惯我们没有办法给他这个革除呢？
We can really get rid of this bad habit by our own power.
当我们自己觉得人生最不可爱、没有希望、失意、穷途潦倒的时候，
When feel we are in the darkest road on our life.
神说，
God said.
邱听泰啊，
Peter Chu.
你这个人很重要啊。
Peter Chu, as an individual, you're quite important.
你这个人实在宝贝啊。
You are very precious before my eyes.
我爱你。
I love you.
就算你不爱你自己。
Even though you don't love yourself.
我爱你。
Peter, I love you.
就算众叛亲离，没有一个人瞧得起你。
Even though no one really care about you.
我爱你。
I love you.
我用行动来告诉你我怎么爱你。
I use my action to tell you how much I love you.
就是我自己来到人世，死在十字架上。
That I come as person, as a man, to this world to die on the cross for you.
来告诉你。
To tell you.
你这个人有价值。
You have a value. You
在我眼中你宝贝。
You are precious before my eyes.
不管别人怎么说。
No matter who says what.
你今天站在这里。
You stand here.
就是一个我要爱的对象。
You are the one I want to love.
除非我们从这个角度来看我们自己。
Unless we look at ourselves from this.
知道神已经接纳我。
To know that God has already
accepted us. 神真的看重我们。
God is we are precious before God.
不在于我念了多少年书。
Doesn't matter how much we study.
不在于我有没有一个什么学士或者硕士或者博士的学位。
Whether we have a BA degree, a master degree, or
PhD
degree.
不在于我的收入是两万或者三万以上。
Whether our income is 20 or 30,000.
也不在于我有没有房子有没有车子。
Whether we have house or whether we don't have house.
就是我赤裸裸的这个人在神眼中，神说我爱你，你可爱，重要。我爱你到一个地步，愿意为你而死。
Just like a naked person before God, God is telling us, you are precious before my eyes.
如果我们没有这样子的看法，
if we do not have such,
我们希望从人的眼中来苛求一些他们的点头称许，或者说你可爱的话呢？
If we are really striving for other people's agreement, other people's praise, or other people's acceptance,
你对自己一定没有一个很扎实的一个接纳跟爱自己。
I'm sure that you do not have a certainty that you can accept yourselves as a worthy person.
求神帮助我们。
May God help us.
能够很清楚地了解耶稣说的那一句话是什么意思。
To understand what Jesus said.
他说，人若得了全世界，失去自己的性命。又有什么益处呢？
He said, if a man gained the whole world but loses his soul, what profits a man?
我们在神眼中那个价值远超于整个世界物质价值的总和。
You know that our value as an individual, as a man or woman before God, is far exceeds all the material things combined.
所以第三点呢？
So the third point.
你必须觉得自己在神眼中是一个有价值的。
So you must know that you are valuable, you are worthy before God's eyes.
不要每天跟人家比较。
Don't compare every day with other people.
啊，他又买了一部新车，他又添了一个新的 stereo. 我什么时候可以多赚一点钱？等等。
So every day you would say, well, so and so bought a new car, or the next door neighbor has a new stereo, or they have a new house. Well, when am I going to get it?
你是一个基督徒，但是还是睡不着觉，对不对？如果你这样子想的话。
If you're a Christian, you can still cannot sleep if you think this way.
我们应该以神为乐。
We really should have joy because God is God.
也知道神在我还是罪人的时候就已经爱了。
To know that God loves us when we are sinners. The fourth point.
我常常有机会碰到有一些来找我的朋友。
A lot of times that we have, I have many friends who come to seek me out.
我过去十几年都在做这个 counseling 的工作。
For the last 10 or 15 years, I was involved in counseling work.
我发现有许多人的难处呢。
I find that many people have these difficulties.
是在于他们不能够忘记过去。
It's that they can never forget the past.
他们不敢面对现在。
And they don't dare to face the present.
或者他们是活在将来。
Or else they just dream in the future.
住在精神病院里面的人有两个特色啊。
You know, there are two special characteristics for mental patients in the hospital.
一个是他常常浸在过去里面。
Or else, one type is they always remember the past, always live in the past.
有一些人就常常活在未来。
And a lot of times they just wonder in the future and imagine in the future.
那么特别是精神分裂的那些病人，
especially with the paranoid or split personalities.
常常他会觉得我就是拿破仑呢。
They'll say, "Well, I'm Napoleon."
他不知道他现在就在美国二十世纪，那么他还活在那个世界的英雄。
They do not know that they're in the 20th century. They still think of something else.
他跟现实脱节了。
They have really extracted themselves from the present world.
那么他不能够很清楚地了解自己跟了解环境跟现实。
They cannot know themselves or their environment or the practical world.
可能现实太痛苦了。
Maybe the practical world is too painful for them to bear.
所以这里站不住就往左跑了，就跑到未来去了。
So if I cannot stay in the present, so we go to the left side, go to the future.
还有一些现实太痛苦了。
The present is so painful.
往右跑了。
So go to the right side.
就跑到过去了。
Go to the past.
想当年啊。
Remember a few years ago.
整天就在那边想啊。
Oh,
花好多时间在想，当年我是啊。
They would think, well, a few years ago I was so and so, and.
今天是虎落平阳被犬欺呀。
But today I'm not so famous.
我们知道这样子的心理的状态。
You know, you have this kind of mental health.
我们也没有真正的按着主的吩咐活在我们每一天的生活。
We really do not have God's grace in us every day we live this life for Christ.
我在台湾的时候帮助一个有同性恋的女孩子。
And in Taiwan, I counseled a lesbian, a homosexual girl.
她跟我谈了很多许多过去的痛苦。
And she told me many sufferings and painful situations she had in the past.
我就是问她一句话。
I asked her one word.
就是你愿不愿意靠着主的恩典过一个新的生活呢？
Do you want by God's grace to have a new life?
我说你背了一袋臭垃圾。
You have carried a whole bag of smelly garbage.
然后一边背一边说好重啊。
And every time you carry it, it's all so heavy.
然后有空的时候还打开再看看。
And then when you have some time, you open up and take a look.
我说很简单嘛，对不对？
Very simple.
你如果觉得过去那些是痛苦的事情
If you feel the past is so painful
又觉得这一袋垃圾又臭又重
If you feel the garbage was such a stench
为什么还要背在上面
Why should you carry it?
就是把它放掉了
Just dump it
我就是用哥林多后书五章十七节那个
So I used the verse of 2 Corinthians
若有人在基督里
If a man is in Christ
他就是新造的人
He is a new creature
就是一个
All things are passed away
一切都变成新
All become new
但是很奇怪，有许多人就是喜欢拥抱垃圾。
But a lot of people really love to hug their garbage.
有一个故事说，有一个农夫背了好挑了一个担子，好重啊。
And there's a story said the farmer had carried very big.
结果有一部卡车经过，说：“哎，你老兄，你何必那么苦？来上来上车就好。
”And the truck passed by. Oh, come up. Come
我载你一程好了。
I'll give you a lift.
他就上车，一直上去。
And so he went up the truck.
上了车以后呢，司机就开车。
So the driver started to drive.
看了好久，听见后面还是晃来摇去。
After a while, he heard this rattling noise in the back. Then he looked back.
哦，他在车上还是背着那个东
西。Still carrying that.
今天许多基督徒还不是那个样子。
Same thing with the Christians today.
觉得好笑。
You feel it's funny.
但是你想一下，你对生命里面某一些的难处过节，你是不是还是采取同样的态度呢
？Well, really, when you have difficulty, when you have problem in your life, don't you do the same thing?
为什么不抓住哥林多后书五章十七节
？Why don't you just hold on that verse?
你是不是在基督里面呢
？Are you in Christ?
你是不是已经上车了呢
？Are you on the truck already?
上车就是要帮助你放担子。
Then you must.
上了车还背着你干嘛呢
？So if you're already on the truck, you're still carrying your burden. What is it then?
求主帮助我。
May God help us.
神说过去的我都一笔勾销了。
God said all the past is away.
不管你在人世当中有多少的恩怨。
No matter what kind of conflict and difficulties you have between you and other people.
神说我都接纳。
God said I accept.
我都饶恕了。
I forgive you.
我已经忘记你那些。
I forget about.
得罪我的地方。
I've forgotten about all the things you have done wrong with me.
今天重要的就是。
Today the important thing is.
你愿不愿意放下
Are you willing to put down your burden?
神已经原谅你
God has already forgiven us
你能够原谅自己
Can you forgive yourself?
许多基督徒做不到
A lot of Christians cannot do this
就是因为他还没有抓住这个真理
Because they did not really stand firm
人是有多少年呢
How many
人的一生有多少年
How many years we have the whole life?
如果我们花了好多的年日在那边想啊在那边啊反戳这样子在那边想过去的 bitterness 那种啊，苦啊，那种恨。
If we dwell on the past with bitterness and suffering,
我们怎么能够经历那个更丰盛的生命
？How are we going to have more abundant life?
你已经有生命了，神已经给了你。
God has already given you.
但是他说，我们在这个成圣的过程，称义以后，成圣的过程里面，你可以经历神的荣耀。
But you know that you can experience the glory of God on the road of sanctification.
你能够真正的自由了。
You can have real true freedom.
但是如果你说我还要活在过去的话
If you insist that you must live in the past
你就没有办法经验那一个更丰盛的生命
We cannot experience abundant life
时间的关系还有几点我大概不能讲了
Because of time, maybe I cannot finish my sermon
但是我要希望大家抓住这几点
But I want you to hold on to these
我发现太重要了
I feel it's crucially important
许多基督徒已经登堂入室进到神的家中在神的恩典中站在神的恩典中但是没有办法经验神的恩典
A lot of Christians already in God's home in God's grace yet they cannot experience the glory of God
第一个
First
是因为他以为天真的以为信了主以后就没有问题
He feels very naively after they become a Christian there's no problem
神没有把保罗身上的刺拿掉
God did not take away the thorn on the flesh of Paul
但是他应许保罗给他足够的恩典来面对这些困难
But he promised Paul that he would give sufficient grace to encounter this problem
第二点
Second
我们必须清楚地知道
We must know very clearly
我们会有低潮，会有灰心，会有信心软弱的时候。
We will have depression. We would have times that we would disappear in weakness.
承认自己失败，承认向主向人说，我真的这一阵子信心很软弱，并不是一件很丢脸的事情。
To admit our weakness and our failure is not such a shameful matter.
有时候甚至你想到要自己把生命解决掉。
At times, maybe the devil would tempt you to end your own life.
圣经里面好几个属灵伟人都曾经动过自杀的念头。
A lot of a Christian, a spiritual giant in the Bible has encountered the problem of suicide.
以利亚在这个山上呼风唤雨显神迹击败这些假先知以后呢，你看见他的反应是什么样？
Did you see the reaction of Elijah when he was in the mountain and defeated the Baal worshippers?
他说神啊
he said,
我不要活了。
I don't want to live.
他想把自己的生命结束。
He want to kill himself.
约拿一样。
Jonah.
当神使用他。
When God used him.
使这个尼尼微城全城的人得救以后呢。
After God spared all the lives of the people in Nineveh.
他也说活不想活了。
He said I didn't want to live.
所以属灵伟人也有他，如果他是人的话，也有他软弱的一面。
So even though they are they were spiritual giants, but yet they were human.
重要的
The point is
他能够把这个问题带到主的面前。
That they bring all this problem before God.
今天在新约时代
Today we're in the New Testament
age. 有一群彼此相爱的基督徒可以分担我们的重担。
We have a group of a Christian brother and sister. We can share our burdens.
不要把问题憋在你的心中。
Don't suppress your problem.
对你的心理没有好处。
It's not good for your mental health.
也影响你的灵性的长进。
Also, it would hinder your growth.
第三方面。
Third,
我们必须要能够爱自己。
We must know how to really love ourselves.
从神的眼中接纳我们自己。
From God's point of view, to accept ourselves.
知道我这个人的价值不在于我做一些什么东西。
To know that our worth does not depend on what we do.
不在于我已经成就了什么东西。
Does not depend on what we have accomplished.
乃在于我们是他的儿女。
It hinges on that we are His children.
第四点。
Fourth.
我们必须抓住神的宝贵的应许。
We must hold on to God.
忘记背后。
To forget the past.
努力面前。
Strive toward the front.
腓立比书三章十三节说，保罗说：“我忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑。”
Philippians 3:13 says, Paul said, "I will forget the past and strive toward the front and go toward the goal in the front."
每天向神那边支取足够的恩典来过每一天的生活。
Every day that you draw enough strength and power from God to counter to live every day.
不要为过去已经失败的事情忧伤。
Do not be too sad with all the things in the past that you have failed.
也不要为明天的事情忧虑。
Do not worry about tomorrow.
就是坚定的一步一步的跟随主。
Be steadfast and follow God daily.
主说我的恩典够你用。
God said, My grace is sufficient for you.
但愿我们这几个观念能够有一个很清楚的认识。
We hope that we have a clear understanding for these concepts.
然后我们向神求恩典。
Then we ask God to give us His grace.
过我们今世的生活。
To live our everyday life.
我想唱一下刚才诗班所唱的那一首诗歌。
Shall we sing that song that the choir sang?
第几首？一九八。
Hymn 198.
一九八。是一个非常宝贝、美丽的。一个单纯的一个跟随主的人向主的祷告。
This is a very beautiful precious hymn that the people want to be obedient to Christ's leading.
我们唱完三点。
Let's sing all three verses.
把我们自己唱进去。 天我们请姐妹唱。
Second verse, the sisters sing.
弟兄这个简单的
Shall we pray?
主啊，谢谢你这样子爱我们，我们本来不配主，但是你还是在我们罪人的时候就为我们死在十字架上面。主，我们谢谢你白白的称我们为义，也应许给我们的力量走完今生的路程。主，今天早上谢谢你向我们说话，你知道我们每一个人心中的光景，主，有许多别人不能够体会的心酸眼泪，主你都知道。巴不得我们能够像这首诗歌说，主啊，求你领我，你亲近我们，加给我们足够的力量，除去我们过去的错误的认识，让我们从今以后忘记背后，努力面前的，紧紧的跟着你走。我们这样子感谢祷告，奉耶稣基督名求，
阿门。